What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, Millennials.
Welcome back to The Toast and happy Monday. Hope everybody's having a gorgeous day. It's a big week. It's a big week.
It's a big week for law. It's also a big week for The Toast because this is the unofficial, official end of my maternity leave.
Yes.
I'm back now 5 days a week. So get ready for some more Jackson Claude original recipe.
Because we're back in the toasty groove. Yeah, we're back. Back in the toasty groove.
If nothing else, that's a good title for today. Back in the toasty groove.
Check.
But we'll see what happens. We could say something so funny, so dynamic, so powerful.
I wouldn't put it past us.
I never do.
So yeah, it's a big week. I know everyone's fucking tired of hearing it, but I'm finally moving. I think it's 3 years in the making. I am moving. This is the week after 5 years. And we've already begun the process, you know? Yesterday, Ben and I, like, I want to move into my new place with as little crap as possible. I feel like when you move, you always just, like, acquire stuff. So if I can go in with as little, like, I'm becoming, like, one of those people, like Shailene Woodley. Like, I'm giving up all my material things.
You're Marie Kondo.
Yeah, but I want to live, like, a clutterless life. And I live with Ben Soffer, which makes that nearly impossible because I said this on my Instagram. Like, if it were up to Ben, like, he would keep a used diaper from his childhood because of the sentimental value. And maybe, you know, in a bind, he could use it to clean up a spill. Like, he's so insane. And it's making it difficult, especially because today is like our big declutter day. So I started this morning and Ben is overseeing it now. I use Dun & Dun, the closet organizers, and they do move management. I didn't know that was a thing. And they basically like help you from start to finish to declutter, pack, unpack, organize. So we started this morning, but I had to leave to podcast. And I just know Ben is like taking things out of the trash bags, out of the donation piles to keep. I just know it.
Well, hopefully they'll keep him in line. Hopefully they have like, you know,
husband,
a strong constitution that would allow them to keep your husband in line.
I believe that the ladies from Dun & Dun Home Organizing have a strong constitution. I believe that they
good.
Do.
But it takes a special kind of woman to like put someone else's husband in check. But you need to give them, you need to give them free rein. Like, this man needs to be put in check. You have full authority.
Before I left, and then I also texted Kate and I was like, listen, push. And I guess there's only so far you can take it with someone else's husband, but she has my power of attorney.
She's a pusher. She pushes people.
I hope so.
Great. I'm so excited for you. A new tabula rasa for Latterd.
Yes. I'm so excited. I have not been able to think of anything else since.
Fabulous.
So that's kind of like what's up with me and what I will be talking about every single day this week.
I think that's fair. Like, it's a big life change. You know, law doesn't enter into change easily. Like, we've really been pushing her. So she's allowed to talk about it.
And I just want to say, what I've learned from this process is that I need to be even more steadfast in my, like, stubbornness of change. I've never worked harder than I have. Like, this move, not only, like, the physical of decluttering, getting rid of things, donating things, but also, like, the paperwork with moving, certificate of insurance,
oh
deposits.
My
like, oh, my God. It's been so insane. I need to live in this apartment for the next 15 years because that's how long it's going to take me to recover from all the physical and paper
clerical.
All the physical and clerical work I've had to do like in the last month.
Yeah.
But it's a good problem to have and I'm very excited and I just can't wait.
So will we be getting like an empty home tour when we're going to have to like wait a few months until you're settled?
I have something crazy to say, and I meant to tell you this offline, but I guess telling you online is
crazy. Yes, I'll put you on the spot. You're not going to do one.
I don't think I'm going to do a home tour. It's like a little too invasive. I feel like as, you know, creators ourselves, I think we've evolved past the need for home tours. I just, it's very personal. I don't like having that kind of information about my whereabouts on the interwebs. And I don't know. I know that people are going to be disappointed, but I don't think so.
So what you're saying is it's none of your fucking business.
No, for the people who are on Patreon, like it is their business, like 100%. But I don't know. I just, I feel like it invades a level of privacy and safety, and I just don't like it.
Okay. You have my blessing.
Like, you didn't do one.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, like, I don't like it. And also, with my current apartment, I had done a move-in vlog. Not a move-in, a home tour. And my apartment, I recently went back and watched it. Like, it was so ugly. Like, my home is always evolving. So I
That's
had to, like,
true.
Put no. out a piece. It's like, oh, look, my home is done. My home is never done.
Yeah, that I completely agree with. I feel like so many times I've put off home tours because of that reason. Like, it's never done. Yeah. And then when I do eventually film the home tour and then I watch it back, I'm like, that's old.
Inaccurate.
Inaccurate. An inaccurate representation of my home. Okay, fine by me.
I'm sorry. Like, I would love to share, but
you don't have to apologize to me. Like, I'll be seeing it.
I wasn't really apologizing to you. I was apologizing to the listeners who I love and who I respect. And I'm sorry. It's a person. You know what? I'm creating a boundary.
We have so few.
We have so few. Also, totally random, but this week's episode of the Good Guys podcast came out today. They have Taylor Lautner on. Mm-hmm. Did you see their promo photo that they posted to announce?
Of course I did. It's breaking the internet.
It's on Instagram. It is so funny. They had Josh, Ben, and Taylor Lautner recreate the new moon poster. It's so funny. And I've only seen part of the episode. I'm going to listen to it after today's episode. They are saying it's one of the best episodes of Good Guys ever.
What did they talk about?
A lot. Of course, they had to ask Taylor Lautner like 1,000 questions about Taylor Swift, like how they reconnected, when he dated her. Actually, I never would have thought to ask this question, but like when they were dating, when they were really young, like who picks up the bill?
Did he get his answer yet?
Yeah, he was like, it's a good question. And like, I don't remember, but I have to imagine it was me.
Yeah.
But he's like, I don't remember. Yeah, it was a great episode. And then they just talk about like
how
everything.
How long did they date for?
Very briefly.
Like how brief?
I feel like 6 months.
Oh, that's not that brief.
It wasn't a year.
No, I didn't think it was a year. I thought it was like a week.
It's hard to know with those types of relationships because there's always like a couple of weeks or months that we don't know about it.
Oh yeah, for us.
Yeah, like, yeah,
yeah. Taylor Lautner knows how long they dated.
Maybe he said it on the podcast. I have to listen. I'm actually really looking forward to it. I'm gonna watch the video. They have a video version too. So I'm just like proud of my husband out here making waves in the podcasting sphere.
Aw, proud wifey.
Aw, proud wifey.
That's wifey. You.
That's literally me. I'm
wifey for lifey.
I'm always lifting my husband up. I'm never bringing him down.
No, you have to have a nice balance of both. You trash his hoarding ways in the beginning of the show.
True.
And you're elevating his voice later in the show. I think it's beautiful.
I actually really actually do agree with that on a serious note. Like you have to destroy your husband's confidence while also lifting it back up because you can't lift him up too much. He'll leave you.
No, and also it's like you have to destroy it, but then you have to be the one to lift it up so that he like gets all of his confidence from you.
And like you go on vacation and he starts feeling sorry for himself and he doesn't know why. And then you come back and all's fine.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's a mind game.
It's a mind game.
The games never end.
No, baby, let the games begin.
Just kidding. I don't play any games in life or in relationships. Like,
by the way,
that ain't me.
No, and there are girls who like play games and guys, of course. But like a lot of girls are very methodical. You gotta be. And I'm not saying it as a negative thing. I'm saying it as a good thing. Like strategic, game, answer, text, ignore. Like there's a whole formula. And if maybe I would do that if I wasn't so fucking lazy. But I'm just seriously like I don't have enough energy. I'm moving. I don't have time for shit like that.
And I think some women must also like gamify their husbands.
No, of course.
You think that the games are over.
When you get married. But they're just beginning.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, before I got married, I was hanging out with my friend, Alicia, and I love her mom. And I was like, do you have any marital advice? And she was like, ignore. ignore. And I, honestly, it really stuck with me. She's like, ignore. I'm like, okay, ignore. It was brilliant.
I love that.
I love that.
Well, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was a good mix of like home. I'm really, whatever the opposite of nesting is.
Flying the coop.
I'm fleeing the coop. So I was just, you know, getting my home in order, organization, things like that. We also celebrated a little Halloween early. We had a spritz Hampton Water Halloween party, which was really fun. So glad I got out of the house. Didn't leave the house yesterday. Watched football, made a chili.
Made a chili.
I have to say, I don't want to be rude because I need to be grateful when someone makes me a meal. It wasn't his best.
Oh, I wonder why that is.
I know why. Well, we're trying to get rid of everything in our freezer. Oh, also, I have a question for you, but remind me of the question. Just remind me, ketchup. We're trying to get rid of everything in our freezer, and we had one pack of meat left. And Ben used the same, he usually uses two or three because then we make like a whole vat. But he used the same amount of like beans, onions, pepper. He used the same amount of everything, but less meat. So I like my meat to veggie ratio in a chili to be 70% meat, 30% other. And this time it was like 50-50. You know?
It was like a real chili.
Oh, I guess. I feel like real chili is like meat.
No, you like your chili to be like taco meat.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, but the chili is more of a stew. I mean, we could wax poetic about liquid ratio, meat,
and we do. Beans,
and we do. maybe not today because we have a lot to discuss today.
Yeah.
But I feel like he made a good chili, but it wasn't like turdy style. Chili, turdy's version.
Yeah, yeah. I like just like a meat heavy chili. Call me crazy.
She likes taco meat and then she eats it on top of taco rice. Chips and she just has tacos.
Yeah. One thing about me, actually, I love tacos. But then me and Ben were having a discussion about like cleaning out the fridge yesterday. And Ben was like very adamant about when you move, like you buy all new condiments, like spices. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
But I have a brand new ketchup. It's open. I've used it for like a week now. But like, do you, I get like you put ketchup in a moving box. Like I get the thing, but it's illogical.
Condiments and spices are different because I'm going to give you a different answer. Okay. Condiments, I really wouldn't take fridge goods because how long are they going to sit on the moving
boxes,
truck? Like
yeah.
It's going to be hot. And typically they're almost cold. Done. So just let them go. Make your peace. Get Kumsa Fresh in your new place. Spices you take with you.
Spices you take with you. Ben's like, no, we're getting all new spices.
Why? No, they sit in a cabinet. Why not sit in the box?
And if some of the spices are on their last leg, sure, I'll get a new onion salt. But like, I don't know. It just felt superfluously wasteful.
Especially if he's trying to save ketchup. Or
no,
was he?
I was trying to save ketchup.
Well, I think this is perfect compromise. We'll save these things and we won't save those things.
I just can't believe I have to like get all new everything. Like this is just, it's a really expensive, laborious time for me.
Yeah. Moving is expensive.
Yeah.
Don't get new spices.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So we have a lot of great things in which to discuss today.
Okay.
Good stories. Taylor was out doing her thing again, giving us plenty of fodder.
Yeah, the Jackson Mahomes of it all, we will be discussing.
I know, the fans are not happy.
It was crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
Wait, let's save it, because it's our story, right?
Yeah, but like, where else was he supposed to go?
No, I understand logistically how we got to this point. That doesn't make it any less crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to get into everything. Lots of, actually not that much celeb news from the weekend, but you know, Taylor gives us enough every Monday morning. It's crazy. She got into like 4 football games now.
I know. And I feel like they won all of them except for maybe one. No, actually I think the one that they lost, cause they're like 6-1. I don't think she was at.
Yeah. I was wondering about that too. Cause it's like, they haven't had to experience a loss together yet.
No, it's always fun in the good times.
Yeah, they're like driving out of the stadium. Wee!
Getaway car, woohoo!
But what happens when they lose? That's when a true relationship is tested.
Yeah, but the team is so good. Like, they literally aren't losing.
Yeah, and he's on fire.
Fire. His coach, Andy Reid, said, like, Travis gets better and better. Taylor can stay as long as she wants.
That's really, really cute. Who did they play yesterday? The Lack.
The Lack. The Chargers.
The Chargers not charging on my iPad.
The LA Chargers are not charging on my iPad.
They certainly weren't charging yesterday.
Not in the slightest. They should call themselves the Los Angeles
Dead Batteries.
Charge. Yeah, like they were charging nothing.
No, they were not charged up.
They were charging nobody. And the MC, what do they call that? Announcer?
Broadcaster?
Broadcaster. Had a slip of the tongue. He called them the San Diego Chargers, which was their name for many years.
Yeah, I would have slipped and called them the Los Angeles Rams.
I would have slipped and called, every time it said LAC, I'm like, oh, the Clippers.
I call them LAC.
Yeah, I call them the Chargers, to be real. Like, that's actually what I call them.
I call them LAC and LAR.
I call them Lactation.
LAC and LAR.
LAC and LAR.
They sound like celebrity baby twins.
They do. LAC and LAR. So I watched football all day yesterday. Like, I'm so in the know. It's crazy.
I watched a little football last night. Very calming sport. Really was good energy. I watched the Eagles play the Finns. Who won?
The Finns?
Dolphins. Finns up.
By the way, that's a good question because I have a problem with 8 o'clock football. Like, I'm going to sleep in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The Eagles won.
Okay, of course they did. But I think the Dolphins put up a good fight.
Yeah, it was also, I literally, Ben came in and I was like sharing all this info. He's like, you're a freak, how do you know all this? It was kind of like a special game for the Eagles because they wore a different color.
I saw their green was brighter.
It's called Kelly Green. I don't know why it's called that or why they wear it or when they wear it, but it was a special sort of affair.
I wonder
why. It wasn't their usual like teal.
Hunter.
Yeah. No, it's not Hunter. It's like teal.
No, teal has a bluish tint.
So does the Eagles, no?
I think they have more of like a hunter green. I wonder why they wore that bright one. I thought maybe the color on my TV like
no
had was deceiving me.
Your eyes were not deceiving you. It was a Kelly Green moment.
Huh. You learn the more you know.
The more you know.
You learn that from the broadcaster?
Actually, I learned it from Fran from Chicks in the Office on her Instagram story. It was like, Kelly Green. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
She didn't explain why, though, what the reason
no,
for the
so
season.
The thing is, I have no information on who, what, when, where, why, how. I just know that they did it.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Mystery.
Yeah, that's so Eagles, you know?
Yeah.
So we have a great show today. It's also been a while since we've talked about what's going on in Israel. Honestly, like, I was thinking about this when I was getting ready today, like 2 weeks ago when we were talking about it every day. Like, I was really not okay. Like, I only realize now, like in hindsight, and I have a little bit of perspective, how like I was really, I guess the word is grieving. Like, I was not okay. I was enraged. I was sad. I was just like a little nuts, rightfully so. And now I feel like much more like level-headed and able to talk about it without getting so emotional.
Yeah, no, it's still really emotional. We didn't talk about, I didn't talk about it on any of the shows I did last week. I don't think you did either. Like,
no,
with
I didn't
your celeb
talk about
friends.
It and like bum out the guests, you
yeah.
know?
And yes, and we are trying to like do a mixture of, you know, talking about it and also buoying and
yeah,
talking about other things just for, you know, 45 minutes to an hour to cheer all of us up. But so much has come out in the last 2 weeks about what happened on October 7th and then also subsequently like what's going on in the war that's going mm-hmm. on now. And I know that a lot of people who listen to The Toast like get a lot of information about these things from us because the mainstream media is trash mm-hmm. and the people you follow on Instagram are trash. Mm-hmm. And I don't think enough people really know like what happened on October 7th. And
well, now that they're like starting to like clean up essentially.
Yeah, like they still haven't even, you know, buried all of the dead right. or accounted for every single body. You know, the death toll keeps going up. Now it's at 1,500. I think mm-hmm. when we talked about it on October 8th, like it was 300.
No, I feel like it was 600.
It just like it keeps
going climbing. Up. And a lot of the first responders who are tasked with, you know, post-mortem things are doing interviews because what they're seeing is unlike anything. And these are people who for a living, you know, treat people, see dead bodies. And these people are like breaking down during press conferences. They can't even describe the type of violent behavior and the violence that the people who were killed were subject to. And a lot of them are giving interviews and it's very graphic and it's very difficult. But like you said, like unless you say it, people wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's and so people violent. Still don't believe it, even though they live streamed it. We've seen videos, but also a lot of the terrorists were wearing body cams and GoPros mm-hmm. that the Israeli military has since collected. And they're actually
holding a press conference today.
And they've been showing it to journalists, just like unedited footage. This is what happened. Like,
because nobody believes it.
Because nobody believes it. And like, you can't deny it. They're not releasing all of it to the public because I think it's too graphic.
Yeah.
But so they're relying on these journalists to spread what happened. I mean, I don't know why you would rely on a lot of journalists for anything, but.
Well, that's a great segue into what happened last week, which was, you know, caused riots all over the world, not even just here or like everywhere, because a report came out that Israel had bombed a hospital, which
in Gaza.
It's a war crime. You can't bomb a hospital when people were sheltering there. And when I heard it, I was like, there's no fucking way. Like, there's no way. And
because if you know the Israeli army, they go out of their way to minimize civilian casualties. They would never, ever target a hospital. That's what Hamas does. They actually bombed a hospital in Israel the week before in Ashkelon. I'm sure you didn't hear about it, but they did that.
So I heard that and I thought to myself, like, there's just no way. And it all happened so fast. It came out that, like, within minutes of it happening, that Israel had bombed a hospital, leveled it completely to the ground. 500 people were inside either sheltering or just receiving medical care, and 500 people died, and the number was climbing. And I was like, what the fuck? That's horrible. Mm-hmm. No way. And then very, very slowly, because now I think today is the first day we have actual confirmation from major news outlets that
we had confirmation like that night.
It was all, by the way, it was all on video. So you see Hamas is from Gaza launching a million rockets into Israel. And you literally see, because it's nighttime, so they're lighting up the sky. Go, boom, 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 boom. And then you see one fall a little short, and like 4 seconds later, an explosion on the ground.
Right.
So it's all on camera. It's very obvious what's going on. But immediately, it's being widely reported, confirmed. Israel bombed a hospital, killed 500 Gaza civilians. Like, horrible. And I'm like, what the fuck? And people were very hesitant. They were immediately confirming that it was Israel. And then when all the evidence proved that that wasn't the case, they were so slow and so shy about issuing corrections. And now I think it's like 8 days later, because it happened when I was in Israel. So, I mean, when I was in LA. So like 8 days later, now, you know, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, everyone is now issuing corrections. And
even the corrections are so weak, because first, in the following days, when it was clear that it wasn't Israel, they were like, Israel and Hamas blame each other. For the rocket hitting the hospital. And it's on video. Literally, Al Jazeera has a live stream of like the sky and the border. And it's like, and they're no friend to Israel, but it literally proves
it.
What happened.
And like in the day after, there was footage coming out when the sun came out, like because this happened at night during the day, that people were going to, you know, the area where the hospital was, and the hospital is still standing. So it wasn't completely leveled.
It hit a parking lot.
It hit the parking lot, and it came from inside of Gaza from another terrorist group. So people died, and it was at the hands of their, you know, quote unquote leadership. And the way that without question, it was just immediately blamed on Israel is problematic for many reasons. One of them being it's just not fucking true. And two is that it brings on this wave of hatred of Israel, hatred of Jews, and in turn, anti-Semitism. So all these rallies across the country, gas the Jews, death to the Jews, you know, making signs calling, you know, Jews trash. There are consequences for that type of misunderstanding.
Misinformation. That's their favorite word. Misinformation. What do you do when the call's coming from inside the house?
Right. So it's so irresponsible, and it has real consequences, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of anti-Semitic hate crimes that happened in the last few days. Mm-hmm. That Jewish woman, she was like a rabbinical leader, was stabbed in her home multiple times and dragged out into the street. She was murdered. An 80-year-old couple in France, their door was burned down. Yeah, they poured gasoline on the door and lit it on fire. Just, you know, on social media.
All over New York, swastikas, like graffiti people in the subways, pulling down the Jews.
People pulling down the posters of the hostages, which is the nastiest, most vile, inhumane, evil thing that a person could do. Who are these people? Who raised these people? These are posters of children. Like, what beef do you have with a child who's kidnapped by a terrorist organization? Like, what's the problem here?
Yeah, that's been real. Like, that's a whole part of the conversation that I feel like not enough people are talking about. Over 200 people are still being held hostage by Hamas. They're ranging from 9 months old to 90 years old. There's children, there's whole families, there's grandparents, there's Holocaust survivors. They're still in Hamas custody. The flyers that everybody are putting up, you know, around the nation are to raise awareness for that. And people are going around tearing them down. Like, excuse me?
No. And then also there's this movement to call for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, you know, so that they can, what, have peace for a second. Hamas can rearm themselves.
What about the hostages?
What about, like, how can you call for a ceasefire when 200 civilians are being held hostage? Anyone who's calling for a ceasefire is either not a serious person, does not have an understanding about what's going on, or is just a terrorist sympathizer. One of the three. Take your pick.
And so over the weekend, two hostages were released. They were American citizens. And there was very weird social media activity going on from it. I remember someone screenshotted to me. I was like, what? Sean King, who's like an activist, I believe he's, you know.
He's like a Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, he's a Rachel Dolezal, but he's widely known as being like a scammer. He like stole money from people during Black Lives Matter. He like raised money and stole it. He's like there's a million. BuzzFeed did like a huge investigation into like his money laundering.
Yeah, they call him Talcum X. And like even the families of people who were murdered, who he's like raising money for, they're like, they hate him. Everybody hates him.
So two hostages were released, two Americans, and he went online like saying he got them released, like his network of people, like he communicated with Hamas. And I was like, what?
Yeah, like through Qatar, because it was a girl and her mother. He said, the girl is a follower of mine. We marched together in Chicago. So like I called up Hamas and I brokered her release with the help of like the Qatari government.
Right. And then the family immediately was like, we don't know this Mr. King. Cool. And it was the most, there were so many weird elements of it. Like first, was this man like admitting he talks to Hamas? Like I was like, wait, what? It was so weird. Two, kind of saying how he immediately got to work to get her out because she's a follower. Like she's somehow her life is more valuable because she follows him. Like, I'm only going to get out the people who follow me on Instagram. Like,
yeah.
So weird. And that's just not how, like, hostage negotiations work. Like, people on Instagram don't, like, negotiate for hostages to be released.
No, so either, like, Sean King is in touch with Hamas and needs to be investigated by the FBI.
Right.
Or he's lying.
Which, if history were any indication, I would venture the latter. He's known as just, like, a liar.
Right, which is despicable.
Despicable, like to capitalize on some like a tragedy going on in the world for like your movement or your following is so beyond fucking weird.
Crazy.
I don't know. That was fucking weird.
No, it's still weird. He still maintains that like her brother reached out to him.
Right. Okay, so let's say her brother reached out. How did you do it? Do it again. Do it 200 more times.
Literally.
You can do that? You're capable of that? Do it again.
Yeah, keep going.
Do a flip.
That was
so weird.
A lot of weird things going on.
Instagram
is really weird. People are behaving really oddly. People are showing their true colors.
Yeah.
Still, it's a battle of good versus evil. If you see the stuff that's been coming out from October 7th, there's no...
Yeah, some of the first responders had said they were, you know, tasked with cleaning up. I don't even know what the right word is. So I'm sorry if that's insensitive, like cleaning up what, and they found, you know, women who, and children who were raped so violently that their pelvic bones broke,
mm-hmm.
bodies burned alive, mother and daughter in an embrace burned alive after being raped. The most horrible, violent, there's no word. I can't,
babies
I don't want to use
cut
words.
Out of their mother's stomach, fetus beheaded, mother beheaded.
Yep. I don't even know the right word.
Barbaric, there isn't medieval. A word invented because word. Human beings weren't meant to act this way, but it is barbaric, it is savage, it is monstrous. It's all of those things. And if you think that there's a way to have peace with the people who did those things, then you're foolish.
No, and if you care about innocent civilians, then chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, you're not helping anyone. Did you not just see the hospital that was bombed by Palestinians? Like, it's if you care about the children and the people living in Gaza, then support Israel because
Israel's so trying to get rid of Hamas, and Hamas is the one who are oppressing the people of Gaza. So we maybe could align on that, and we could free Gaza from Hamas.
Right. The people of Gaza can't thrive and have an economy and be a flourishing whatever when the people in charge are terrorists who
when the people in charge are terrorists who dig up their water pipes to make them into rockets to launch them at Israel, who raid aid trucks as they come in and steal the fuel and steal anything that they can to turn it into weapons. Like, all that aid, all that money, all those charitable donations, like they're not going to the people that you think they're going to. So we need to get rid of the people who
are doing that,
are harming every innocent life in the region.
Yeah. So we'll keep you abreast on what goes on in the Middle East and do our best to do our jobs as well.
Yeah. But I think, like, you know, an update was required. And don't forget, like, they still have 200 hostages. So I really don't know that there's any other diplomatic negotiations that can happen until the hostages are released. They're civilians.
Well, maybe Sean King can help.
Yeah. No, I would love if Sean King could get out 200 hostages. I'll take back everything I said.
Me too.
Everything that I said.
Because you know what? He has an Instagram and a dream.
And a phone call with a line to Hamas.
Yeah. So weird.
Yeah. So now, without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five Stories That You Need to Know-ish.
And the Fast Five Stories That You-ish Need to Know are brought to you by Saks.com. We are always doing our best when it comes to looking fabulous on the podcast. Sometimes our pajama uniforms and sweatshirts do need a little bit of an upgrade. And that's why we love shopping at Saks.com for everything from podcast looks to GNO fits and more. Saks is just an institution. And the thing I love about Saks is that I feel like all the girlies who work in the buying department are cool. They're chic. Like, they do all the hard work for you. So then you can go to Saks and, like, discover new designers and buy cool things before everybody else has them. They're going to be like, Clurd, how'd you know? And I'm like, the girlies at Saks.com have got me covered. And also, I just feel like with fall coming up, now me, like, stripping down my closet, trying to get, like, the good essentials, Saks is a great place to get good wardrobe pieces that you can wear multiple times, style different ways. And the website is so fun and easy to shop on. So whether you're going for a cozy vibe, a more elevated look, they've really got it all at Saks.com. And what's so great is that if you're shopping for like a vacation or a trip or a business thing, their little categories on the website make it so easy to filter through and find exactly what you need. And they get really specific. So you can even shop by your star sign. You can shop by situations, so like vacation, business, wedding. You can find the perfect revenge dress from brands like Christopher Esber, Cult Gaia. So like I said, I love shopping at Saks.com because it really is super helpful to discover new fabulous up-and-coming designers before they become, you know, like everybody has it. No, first it's just like a Saks has it and Turdy has it. So discover new ways to shop for everything every day at Saks.com. That's Saks.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Liquid IV. You don't have to be an athlete to need extra hydration throughout your day. From Zoom meetings and workouts to long travel days and fun nights out, Liquid IV makes it easy to stay hydrated. With three times the electrolytes from the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, all in a single stick. And now the hydration multiplier comes in 3 delicious sugar-free flavors, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime, a proprietary zero sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. You got to stay on top of your hydration. Like, even though summer's over, you think you don't have to, but you do. If you get headaches, you get fatigue, you have lack of energy, like, drink your water. And drinking water can be hard, but not with Liquid IV, because they make it tastes delicious and it just works better for you. Like, why drink a bottle of water when you could drink a bottle of water with Liquid IV? You know, get your vitamins, get your nutrients. So you put it into 16 ounces of water and it'll hydrate you better than water alone, with 3 times the electrolytes of a leading sports drink, no artificial sweeteners, and it's zero sugar. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients, and it's non-GMO, so it's free from gluten, dairy, and soy as well. It's great for daily use before a workout. I like to take it on a plane. I always get a headache on planes. Or when you're just feeling run down, of course, if you've had like a long night out, the next morning it can be also really helpful. So grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco. Or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TOAST at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TOAST at liquidiv.com. That's TOAST when you shop at liquidiv.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Vegamore. We are always trying to do right by our bodies. So when it comes to hair and scalp health, we finding a product that actually works and is made with clean ingredients always seems like a trade-off. But with Vegamore, we get products that are made with clean ingredients and give us visibly healthy hair and scalp. So if you're experiencing any of the following, like hair shedding, hair thinning, your scalp is just a little bit more visible, there's a million reasons why that can happen. For me, it happened when I lost weight. I know for Jackie, it happened during her postpartum era. Different stages of life just give you problems with your hair, and having products on hand that are made with good ingredients but that actually have results are fabulous. I love the Vegamore Grow Serum. I've been using it for like 6 months. With Vegamore, you can have visibly thicker, fuller, shinier hair without the harsh ingredients. Every cute pink bottle of Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free, and they're never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. So the Grow Essentials Kit, that's where the serum is. They have a shampoo and conditioner, all to help, you know, stimulate hair growth. You get to try more than one amazing product at a great savings. And when you sign up for the monthly subscription, you save more and you never run low on the products that you need to take care of your hair, because the key with Vegamore is consistency. You have to stay on top of it. So when you're on the subscription, you're a little bit out of serum, boom, next day it shows up. Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good it is. So give your hair the power of a little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, Toast listeners can get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/toast and using code toast at checkout. That's vegamore.com/toast, code toast to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/toast, code toast.
Thank you, La. I was just looking for a fifth story, which I found, but I was jump scared because my sis was on the homepage of Page Six again.
I am?
You are. Claudia Ashray dresses up as Ozempic skeleton for Halloween after tremendous weight loss. And
oh, not tremendous.
There's the picture that you posted. Theo is in Page Six.
Theo's in Page Six. Okay, I didn't even know that I was there. But yes, I dressed up as a skeleton for Halloween because I had to get a last minute costume because I was like maybe not going to go to the party. And then I just ran to Spirit Halloween and got a skeleton because whatever, I just didn't want to be creative. And then I forget who gave me the idea. Maybe it was Ben. He was like, Ozempic skeleton. I'm like, oh my God, that's how I make the costume, like not basic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you make the costume into Page Six.
Thank you, Page Six, for highlighting my very creative costume.
Yeah, they seem to like it that you took the haters' comment and that you made it your own, clapping great back at the haters.
Yeah, that TikTok did go viral over the weekend, and there were actually some interesting comments that made me think.
Share.
Because someone was like, and she wasn't being mean. Like, when somebody can be, you know, critical in, like, a nice way, I receive it very well. She was just like, I'm so upset because I feel like you used to, like, really ride hard and defend, like, the big girls, and now you just, like, she felt betrayed.
You switched teams.
That's so relatable, by the way, because I used to feel that way. Like, I feel like I've said that, like, when Adele lost weight, I was like, fuck, we lost another good one, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I totally get the sentiment. I still ride for everyone, you know? Like, big, small, tall, short, like, love you all, and I'll ride for you. But I understand the sentiment of feeling betrayed because I was, like, a very vocal, like, annoying, loud, big girl, and people love that.
Yeah.
So just because my body has changed doesn't mean my mind has changed, you know?
But has your mind not changed at all in your journey?
In terms of what? Like body positivity?
Yeah.
I can only speak from my personal experience. And I think what this girl was referring to and what she had said was like the way I now talk about my former self with like a negative. And she's right. But that's something I'm totally, and I feel like I've spoken about a bit, is like struggling with. Like how to not be mad at myself anymore.
Yeah.
And how to not hate that old former version of me, because I wouldn't be me without her.
Right. And also like when you were that former version of you, like you didn't hate yourself.
No.
You loved yourself. So like it's not fair for you to hate her now.
It's not.
But it's a lot of
feelings.
It's a lot of feelings.
Yeah. But I just wanted her to know, like, she was right. And I need to be better about, like, being kinder to my former self. Because my former self, she was amazing. She performed at Madison Square Garden, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's something I really need to work on. I'm struggling. I'm not perfect. I know everyone thinks I am, but I'm not.
Well, that was fun just to see La on the cover.
La. She's giving tabloid princess.
Do you ever make it into print? Do you ever check?
I never check, but maybe in my new apartment, like I'm going to start getting the newspaper.
You should. I used to get the Post. It's a good newspaper. And then you can look for Law every day.
Yeah. It's a good newspaper because like their celebrity section is just like way bigger than other people's. And now that I'm like kind of like a Page Six media darling, I think I'll start subscribing.
Yeah. You need to support.
Now, how do you subscribe to the newspaper? Like, does somebody come around and collect, you know?
You do it online.
It's such a like antiquated
it is
business that like, I don't know why I feel like the paper boy would come around and collect my 75 cents every month.
No, you're going to be obsessed.
And how much is a newspaper subscription?
Well, if the paper is about probably these days with inflation, like $2 a paper, and you're getting 30 papers a month, but it's not going to be $60. You're going to get a good price, probably like $50 a month.
You're lying. I literally thought it was going to be $3.
Let me go look. I mean, they've got to offer competitive prices because you can get it all online, but there is something free, about sitting down with a paper. So let's see. I go to newyorkpost.com, home delivery. I want to subscribe.
What does that say on the computer? $5 a week. $5 a week. Oh, they're doing it weekly, so you don't put it together.
So five. That's so 25.
20, excuse me.
$20 a month.
$20 a month. That's interesting. That's better.
Maybe since you're saving on cable, you could put that money towards a different form of entertainment.
Yeah, you guys, I didn't get cable in my new place.
Cord cutter. She cut the curds.
Add it to the list.
And also, of things, the newspaper.
Of things I roasted Jackie for. When she cut her cords, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know you anymore. But honestly, the cord cutter life.
The list is the way to go. So long.
Yeah, because I'm a person who can acknowledge her faults, you know? I think that list is a testament to my ability to
change
and be critical of myself.
Yeah.
So
let's get into the story, shall we? Because
it's only been 40 minutes.
Has it been 40 minutes?
39.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, we got to get to it.
That's a new record. Okay, well, our first story is the big story of the weekend. Taylor and Travis holding hands, leaving the Chiefs versus Chargers game. They exit in a getaway golf cart. She was in a box with Mrs. Brittany Mahomes in front of Jackson Mahomes, wearing a friendship bracelet that said 87, has a friendship handshake with Brittany, was taking pictures of Brittany and Brittany's baby, or a baby?
I think I can confidently say Brittany's baby.
Okay, cool. And it was just a great weekend had by all in the Kansas City Chiefs Wags box.
Yeah, there was a lot that was interesting. A lot of people were like guffawing. I need to stop using that word because it's incorrectly. Were dying.
No, but over, that's a bad word.
Thank you. Flabbergasted?
What are you trying to say? Like shocked and awed?
No, guffawing. I'm sorry. That's the word.
Wait, let's see what guffawing means, even though we've done this. Loud and boisterous laugh. No. Let's go to thesaurus.com and put in the basic meaning of what you're trying to say. Excited?
Fawning.
Fawning is the word. And you know what? I think that's the word you're reaching for when you go for guffawing. Because they sound the same.
Everybody was fawning over the handshake. Personally, that wasn't the most noteworthy moment for me. Taylor loves a handshake. She had one with Jack Antonoff, whatever. To me, it was the Jackson Mahomes of it all.
Yeah. I thought the handshake was kind of crazy because it speaks to more amount of time that's spent together.
Yes.
Where they're making up dances and doing handshakes. And not only are you getting to know your boyfriend's best friend's wife, mm-hmm. but to get to a level of making handshakes, I don't even have handshakes.
Yeah, but you're also not a person who does, a lot of shaking hands. Taylor loves a handshake. When she wins the Grammy, her and Jack Antonoff have this little thing. It's something she does.
Okay. But still, I'm sure you have to reach a certain level with her to get a handshake.
Yeah, no, of course.
And they're on that level.
Jackson's not getting a handshake.
Right, and they're on that level, which speaks to more time spent together than we even know.
Of course. So that was the moment that I think everybody was dying over. Also, she was wearing a friendship bracelet with his number on it. To me, none of that was crazy. That's just girlfriend tings, you know? When I saw her in that box, I was like, oh, great. She either got her own box. But then I was like, oh, it's probably the Mahomes' box because they go to every game. And then I saw the footage. And then I saw the photo of Taylor sitting right in front, not 2 feet from Jackson Mahomes, who's somebody we talk about endlessly on this podcast. He's a very controversial TikToker. He is brother of Patrick.
He's a controversial figure.
Jackie sometimes thinks his name is Austin.
Jackson Austin Mahomes. And isn't Taylor's brother named Austin?
Yes.
That's confusing.
It is confusing. The plot thickens. And I was just shook to see, these two people in a room. Jackson has been, a fiercely thirsty person for many years. And he really did that. He made it to the Taylor Swift. Now, a lot of people were upset that she was in the same box as him, feeling he's not deserving. And he is a controversial figure. Let me not forget, he was accused of sexual assault a year ago. Really kind of, it's all caught on camera. It's very violent and disgusting. So that was shocking. Now, there's only so much you can do. It ain't her box. It's the Mahomes family box.
Right.
And I'm sure she thought, of the potential outcomes, her and her publicist, Trey, thought, this could have happened. I thought it was interesting he was sitting right behind her, so all the pictures he was in. And that was definitely a strategic move from one Mr. Jackson.
That was Jackson-Jacksoning.
That was the Jackson effect.
Yeah, because she's in a tough spot, right? She has her PR and she has, she can...
Her image.
She can do certain things, in the realm of her relationship with Travis, but how can she say your best friend's little brother can't come in his own box?
Right, and it's the family box, his family. So I understand completely.
Because she's a superstar, but she's also just a girlfriend, and you gotta behave.
Yeah, no, and in boxes and in suites, there's a hierarchy. And, like, the person who's paying is the person who's in charge. Now, of course, Taylor has powers unbeknownst to us because she's Taylor. But I also imagine she didn't want to ruffle any feathers with her new friends.
No. Even if she, like, got her own box to, like, get away from Jackson, like, that's going to be a sticking point between her and her boyfriend's and her best
Brittany.
Friend.
And Brittany, yeah.
And Brittany.
So I thought it was interesting. And honestly, when Taylor first started dating Travis Kelce, I believe on this here podcast, I said that she would be, you know, hobnobbing, rubbing elbows with one Jackson Mahomes, and just chalk this up to another one of Turney's predictions coming true.
Yeah. She's going all in.
Yeah.
On Travis. Like, they're so they're hot and heavy. And there's rumors that he's going to go on tour with her. When does her next leg of her tour start?
Pretty soon. I believe in about a month. It's international. He's not free till February.
Right.
If he, so maybe that's why they're going so hot and heavy, because they know they're going to be apart for a while.
If he makes it to the Super Bowl, you had looked at her calendar for her to perform at the Super Bowl, but would she be able to attend?
Let me look it up.
Hold I think on. That she could attend because she doesn't have a show on that day.
But she's out of the country, like she's going to come back.
For her man's? And by the way,
that's assuming that Travis is in the Super Bowl. I'm sure he's going to be, but I'm getting the feeling, by the way, that it's going to be the same Super Bowl as last year. Chiefs versus Eagles.
I hope it's Chiefs versus Eagles and that the Eagles win and then Jason Kelce can retire.
Yeah, I love that. Okay.
That would be so a perfect way to end this story. Oh, these are
the U.S. dates. The U.S. starts back up in October of 2024, so another year. International is coming up November 9th. Yeah, literally less than a month, 2 weeks. She's going to Argentina and she's gone. That girl is going on till, oh, okay, just all of November she's out. December and January she's free.
Okay, so she'll be spending holidays with the Kelces.
Mm-hmm. And then February she goes back again for March, April. Oh, no, April she's off. So you know what? They're going to be spending time together and apart.
Okay, that's healthy.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, you know what I was thinking about? You know how Jason has little girls?
Mm-hmm. A little girl.
little girls everywhere.
I think of Mary Cosby when I hear little girls.
I think of Miss Hannigan.
Also good. Little girl.
Well, I'm sure they're huge fans of Taylor's. Like before all this, they're probably freaking out.
Dying. I also need to see Jason Kelce and Taylor together. That's something we haven't seen. And I actually think they would really like each other.
Yeah, I'm sure they've met. And I'm sure also Taylor would get along with Jason's wife.
Yeah, she seems like a real cool, like, chill girl.
And a Swiftie. She seems like a Swiftie.
Actually, she doesn't seem like a Swiftie.
Who isn't a Swiftie in the sense of, like, enjoys the music?
Yeah, also, I feel like we need to talk about how, like, celebrity fatigue is a real thing. And I'm getting nervous about, like, a Taylor Swift fatigue.
It's fine.
You can't stay this popular and this loved for long. John Mulaney said it best. Don't make me say it again. Likeability is a prison.
Yeah.
And I fear.
Yeah, but it's fine. Even if they, like, you know, become a bit overexposed, like, as long as they're happy and they'll go into a hole and just be together.
I also think her international tour, like, we will not be seeing a lot of her. Like, when Beyonce was international, we were saying how it felt like her tour was irrelevant. And maybe when Eras goes international here in America, it'll feel, not irrelevant, that's the wrong word, but just not, like, top of mind.
For us, agreed.
Yeah, so it might be, like, a good, maybe that's the strategy. You know, like, people won't be talking about you here in America that much when you're on international dates, so let's bang it out before.
Right, and then she'll come back for the Super Bowl.
Right. Maybe she'll come out and her and Usher will do a duet.
Ooh, maybe.
No, I don't think she would do her first Super Bowl like cameo as a guest.
And I don't think she would want to take away from Travis's moment if it's him.
If it's him. Like, should we make our official Super Bowl predictions?
Sure, because we've been watching a lot of football.
In my wildest dreams, Aaron Rodgers makes a great return to the Jets and he takes them all the way. Now, I'm also a realist and I know that's not going to happen, but I do think he'll make it back in time to fuck some shit up.
Oh, that's exciting. I think it'll be either the Chiefs or the 49ers for that conference.
Oh, the conferences? Really? I haven't gotten there
right, because like I would like to see a Super Bowl of Chiefs versus 49ers.
I would love to see the 49ers out there shaking that thing. They're also...
But that means no Travis.
I like the 49ers deserve a chance. And I also think having two Super Bowls with the same exact teams, like that's boring and it's not fair. Like other teams deserve a chance.
It is boring except for the Kelce factor.
Of course, no, there's so many interesting elements if it's the same two people. But I'm just saying conceptually, I don't agree with like that the two best teams are the same 2 years in a row.
But it's, like, other people but it's also kind of crazy that they're not. Because it's like, oh, you guys were the two best teams last year. Like, why wouldn't they be the two best teams this year? Not that much
because
has changed.
Every year so much changes.
I don't feel like that much changes.
No, I mean, no, not that much has changed on these two teams.
Yeah.
The Niners are playing tonight.
Who are they playing?
Minnesota.
Minnesota?
I'm literally a man.
Minnesota?
Yeah, Monday Night Football, MNF.
See you there.
Yeah, see you there. Go bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Niners gang. Purdy Lou takes the stage.
Purdy Lou. I'm obsessed.
Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Ariana Grande and SpongeBob were spotted getting touchy-feely on a New York City dinner date. Ari and boyfriend Ethan Slater were spotted getting touchy-feely during an intimate date night in New York City. They dined at the MO Lounge inside the Lux Mandarin Oriental Hotel in photos obtained by TMZ that showed the couple gazing at each other over glasses of wine and noshes. I do love to just know, like, where celebrities go to eat. Like, what's the spot? Never heard of MO Lounge. Have you?
No. I mean, the Mandarin Oriental, if it's the one I'm thinking of, it's in Columbus Circle.
Yeah.
I think there's only one in the city. It's like one of the nicest hotels. So the fact that they ate there makes a lot of sense, even though like the restaurant itself is not a trendy hotspot. It's not Carbone.
Maybe they were staying there having a lover's weekend.
So this is interesting because they've been very quiet. The news of the affair broke and people did not take to it well. I think it was very bad for her Q rating.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they were just shook that this was the man, you know, who won the heart of Ariana
who
Grande.
Who she'd risk it all for.
Right. And so they went underground, and I think a lot of people assumed that they broke it off or whatever, but they were just giving us time to digest, time for his divorce to settle, and now they're just trying to wet our beaks a little bit, you know? And I don't approve for a million reasons. One, marriage infidelity is never okay. Two, okay, if Brad Pitt wants to have an affair with me, like, I'll think about it, you know? Mm-hmm. This is just... it's shocking to me.
Yeah, I do think that this wasn't them necessarily wetting their beaks because they're like not facing the restaurant. They're both have their backs toward. Like, I really do think they were trying
to. But they're out in public together. Yeah. I can't imagine. I have to imagine this is the first time they're out in public together.
Yeah. But I don't know. They also both kind of look like normies when they're not all done
up. That's so true.
I feel like they could kind of fly under the radar, especially with her blonde hair.
Yeah. If I saw him at a restaurant, I'd have no fucking idea who he was.
No.
So he's safe.
And I think if her with the hat, she's just like a little girl. Like, I feel like she could get a...
She's a little girl.
Oh my God, why do I keep saying little girl?
Little girl.
You know, I feel like she's someone who, if dressed differently, like, you might not recognize.
It's possible. I agree. I also think she looks very different than, like, the Ari most people know. You know, high pony,
yes.
Red hair.
Yeah, and the outfits. Like, I feel like if she was just wearing...
Toned down.
And a hat, maybe.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
They could get away with it. So, you know, they do have to eat.
Yeah.
You can't have every meal as room service.
Yeah.
So here they are going strong.
Love.
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 Yeah.
That's how you know I, like, wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
I know. Like, that's something I would do. I'd be like, oh.
I was thinking about what's going on at home, like, with the organizers.
Are you stressed?
I need to check in. No, it's all good. She's had so many shoes gone and she's sending me pictures of like these big trash bags. Okay, 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 okay.
Love that.
Love that. Sorry, that was rude of me. Love.
No, it's fine. Also, I think Wicked would be on hiatus because of SAG-AFTRA.
That movie's never coming out?
No.
It was already like 2 years.
Two movies. It's, don't you learn from Hunger Games?
Right. And now it's never coming out. No. I'm not even waiting for it.
I think it's a little bit doomed. And I think this affair is like not, is a cloud over
there's,
it.
There's a curse.
Yeah.
Ariana dropped the spirit stick.
For sure.
For sure.
Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah. What number is it?
It's number 3.
Okay.
No need to, no cause for alarm.
To rush. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Britney Spears' song Baby One More Time turns 25. And the story of how the rejected demo birthed the pop star of a generation is actually quite interesting. Okay. So Max Martin explained to MTV News how the song came to be. He wrote the song and he had made a name for himself with Backstreet Boys and Robin. And he was shopping the song around, but like nobody wanted it. He brought it to TLC. They didn't feel like it was a hit. A song for them. He brought it to Backstreet Boys and Robin, who both rejected it. And then he brought it to Britney Spears, who was a promising 16-year-old vocalist from Louisiana. And she had just signed to Jive Records. So they worked together in Sweden and she recorded the song. Then after she recorded it, Simon Cowell wanted it. He said to Max Martin, I will give you a Mercedes if you give me this song. He wanted it for a band called The Five. And he said, nobody's going to like this song from a girl named Britney Spears. Lols.
Well, what's so interesting is that the song itself is not like the best song ever, paired with like Britney's burgeoning image at the time, the music video. So it was a perfect storm. I don't know if the song, maybe I think TLC might have been right. Like if they had released it or if Backstreet Boys had released it, I don't think it would have hit as hard as it did. It being like her big song, it made... I think it only could have been that big with Britney. Like the song itself is not like, you know, All Too Well 10-minute version.
I think it would have been big with a number of big artists. Like I actually can see Backstreet Boys recording this weirdly, but like Robin, maybe not.
Yeah.
Perhaps not. Because also everything the Backstreet Boys did like became big.
Right.
But like this being like the 10-pole song for Britney.
It is interesting to think, like, what would have Britney's career been if this wasn't, like, her big one first song?
I didn't realize that was the song that catapulted her.
The pom-poms in her hair, the schoolgirl outfit, like, it was a dream.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really in my Britney era as the book and the press for it. I think the book comes out this week. I'm counting the days, in the words of Camper.
No, and she... I have to say, they're doing a very good job. It's very hard to market a book when the person can't sit down for an interview. So there's limited things that you can do to create hype. And I think what's being done is actually very good. I think it's making an impact. It's good marketing.
Yeah, I also read that her Instagram account is deactivated during this time, which I actually think is smart.
I think it is too, because it's very hard to read these stories and hear from Britney and then kind of switch gears and see what she's putting out on Instagram. I feel like it kind of delegitimizes the stories. So I think that might be a good idea.
Yeah, and also it's like when you see the captions and the writing, it's like, oh, this isn't an author I want to read.
Right. However, it does actually underscore, you know, the importance and the truth behind what she's saying, because after all the things that she went through and the lithium and the abortion, like what we're seeing now, like that's a broken person.
Yeah.
And it's a result of all the things she's telling us in the book.
Yeah. And I'm sure. So the way that the book was written is she sat down pretty much with a therapist and a ghostwriter and told these stories about mm-hmm. what happened. And as she remembers, and I'm sure they were extensively fact checked because, you know, she's saying
a lot of big things,
So I, you know, it's by a reputable publisher. I think that the book will be a pretty accurate representation of what she went through in those years.
Me too. Like when you write a book, the legal department goes over it extensively.
That's how we got Maverick.
Right. You can't just be like saying stuff and naming names.
Yeah. Like you didn't even say anything crazy about Maverick, but we had to change his name.
They made me change his name. Yeah.
Because you were just like saying that he was your one true love. And you know who would never hoard shoes? Maverick.
No, Maverick's a minimalist.
Are you ready for our next story?
No. Oh my God, is my iPad dead? No. No, I'm not, Jackie. God, stop rushing me. Today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Stop rushing you. It's been an hour.
Squarespace, you guys, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. So whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything, from products to content to time. It's all in one place, and it's all on your terms. You need a website, girlfriend. Are you a photographer? Need a portfolio? A videographer? You need to showcase your work. Run an e-commerce site? You definitely need a popping website. And Squarespace is taking all the intimidation out of it. Creating a website can be really expensive, for no reason, because when things like Squarespace exist, you're getting it all done easily. You're doing it yourself. People are going to think you hired some fancy firm, but no, it was just you. So there are a million reasons why you could start a website, and Squarespace has you covered on all of them. So whether you want to start an asset library, you want to sell custom merch, create an online store, showcase a video collection, One of the things I like about it best, especially if you're using Squarespace for e-commerce, is that if you sell things in person, they have a point of sale. So you can sell in person by connecting a Square Reader to the Squarespace app. You'll keep your orders, your inventory, and your customer data all in sync with your online store. You can sell online and in person. Squarespace is just the go-to for when you need a website. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/toast to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/toast to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain once you're ready to launch. Today's episode is also brought to you by Dipsy. Picture this. You're hanging out in your favorite spot. Headphones on, the world around you fades. When listening to Dipsy stories, you are immersed in a vivid world where every touch, breath, and stolen glance is felt with breathtaking intensity. So Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. So if you love smut, if you love audiobooks, Dipsy is the place for you. They're bringing scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes, realistic characters. You can discover stories about second chance romances, whatever your favorite trope is. I love a second chance romance, but I also love an enemies to lovers. They've got it all. With their growing library of fantasy series, including vampires, Greek gods, fairy smut, you can explore the bounds of your pleasure. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. They also have soothing sleep stories, wellness sessions, sexy written stories to read. So let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, relax and unwind, or even heat things up with a partner. For listeners of our show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/toast. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/toast. That's dipsystories.com/toast. For any of the girlies who love to read, or any of the girlies who love romance novels, or especially if you love audiobooks, get Dipsy, explore. But then also they have other fabulous things for like sleep time, wellness. There's a million different things you could get Dipsy for. We all know why you're really getting it. There's no shame in it. Dipsystories.com/toast. Enjoy.
Thank you, La.
Turdy's got you covered.
She always does.
She always does. I'm starving. What are we having for lunch?
Ooh, I was just thinking about that.
I think I'll have a wrap.
This is like my first week in a while. I don't have Sakar doing this week, so I don't have lunch waiting for me.
That's so sad.
That's hard. Yeah, I need to do it again next week. I was taking it for granted, honestly.
You are.
Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian turned 43 this weekend with a star-studded affair and reveals why Kourtney missed her birthday party.
Yes.
So Kim posted a bunch of pictures from this weekend. She had a birthday party with all of her friends and family except for Kourtney, which, you know, no tea here. Kourtney is on bed rest, which...
Yeah, we were all like, where's Kourtney? And then we all remembered.
Like, she's super pregnant. She had a complication that landed her in the hospital a few weeks ago. And then Kim commented on Kourtney's post, like, can't wait to join you on bed rest for, you know, a swirly.
It's all good.
A swirly night. Good. Yeah, I think even if they were still fighting, like, you go to your sister's birthday party, I don't think there was any actual beef there. All the girlies were looking gorgeous. Some celebs were in attendance. Kendall's boyfriend, Bad Bunny, showed up.
Oh.
Timothy did not. But I think that's fine. He's been doing, like, press. Yeah. He's been a press girly.
Yeah, he's working.
Yeah, yeah, he's busy. They all wore Kim masks. She had her lifers there. She had, you know, her the mom's chat that she's in.
Yeah, it's also, it's very interesting to see who was invited because this wasn't like a big blowout party. It was a seated dinner. So this is like ride or dies, like OG friends. So Hailey Bieber being there was very interesting. The Foster Girls being there was very interesting.
Lauren Sanchez was there.
Lauren Sanchez was there.
Claudia and I were actually on the phone when she posted the pictures of all the friend groups. It was like a bat mitzvah. Like, come on up for your candle, take a picture
soccer
with me.
Soccer team.
Yeah, so there was like the sisters, there was the lifers, there were her like Instagram friends, you know, like Nat and Liv. I think there were also like, I would call Lauren Sanchez like Ivanka Trump. Those were kind of like...
That was more of like an international crew.
Yeah, like her business friends.
And leave it to Kim to not tag a single person.
Right, and then we're like,
so some of the unknowns we were like having to do investigative work for, like, hello.
And Liz Wood's Instagram was down, so she wasn't there breaking it down for us.
I still don't know who in that picture with Lauren Sanchez and Ivanka Trump, who that older lady in the sequin getup was. I still don't know who that is.
Yeah, me neither. But
like, come on, throw a tag, bitch. Like, I can't see anything.
Yeah. No, it's not right.
It's not right.
And also for them, like, let them grow their IGs.
Yeah, no, of course. I know, like, her For Lifer group, like, her friend Allison. I know those are, like, private girlies. You don't need to tag them. But come on.
But come on. Like, we want the tea.
Yeah.
So it looks like a very nice affair.
It did. It was very low-key, you know? Even though it was probably cost $1 million, it wasn't, like, a big blowout party. It was very, very low-key, I would
intimate.
Say. In a very rich way.
Yeah, intimate. Everyone looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
So, happy birthday, Kim.
HBDK.
HBDK. Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Yeah.
We can't stop talking about sports. And now 5 new sports have been officially added to the program for the LA Summer Olympics in 2028. Olivia and I were just talking about this.
I know.
And I'm so excited to talk to you about it because I find it quite interesting. And it's already making news. So the International Olympic Committee announced it has accepted a proposal by local organizers of the 2028 Summer Olympics in LA to add baseball/softball.
Was that not a sport?
I guess not, because baseball, again, is a very American thing.
It is, but that's weird because, you know, a lot of NBA players and NHL players here in America either play for their home countries or play for America, and it's like a cool thing. I remember like when Carmelo Anthony and like Kobe, and it was like such a big deal. So I just guess I never put together that the MLB didn't do that.
No, and I guess so baseball for the men, softball for the women.
Yeah.
That's why it's baseball/softball.
That feels like inequality, but go on.
Right, like why can't the girls play with a baseball?
Oh, it's soft when it's for a woman?
The ball is softer and bigger.
Yeah, because it's a different sport.
But like it's the same sport. Different ball.
Same exact.
Yeah. That's a weird thing.
Yeah. I need the women to get on that.
Then cricket will be an Olympic sport.
I have no interest, but I understand that, you know, other countries find it really fabulous and interesting. So I'm happy for
them. And cricket's the one from Heathers with the wooden.
Yes. They probably feel about baseball how Americans feel about cricket.
Do they watch cricket on TV like every night of the week?
Jackie, there are cricket arenas. Like, it's a huge sport.
Okay, cool. Happy for them.
Yeah.
Flag football. So I guess that's, you know, football is finally going to be in the Olympics. But flag.
Why flag?
I don't know. Maybe because other countries don't want to, like, engage in the head trauma of it all.
Oh, please. Have you ever seen people play rugby? It's insane.
That's true. I don't know why flag.
Feels like less fun.
But Gronk already said he's going out for the team.
Oh my God, that's the cool thing. Like people who are famous for their things get to become Olympians.
It's really cool.
Like a cool thing, like, you know, when you talk about Kobe Bryant, you say all of his accolades. He's also an Olympian.
A gold medalist, right?
Yeah.
They won gold.
Yeah, it like almost wasn't fair when all those NBA players played in the Olympics. Like no one else was ever going to win. Even though there's like a few people in the
NBA who are from other countries.
Who are foreign, like Pau Gasol. And so they play for their home countries, but it's not even a question, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be that way with football because nobody else plays football other than
us. It's unfair.
Which is why, like, LA is like, let's add football to it.
Yeah, right.
Lacrosse.
I don't need it.
I'm happy for the lacrosse players because I was just talking about this with Olivia. I feel like so many people play lacrosse growing up so competitively. Like, that's their sport of choice. You can even play lacrosse in college. And then it's just a dead end.
It's very similar to gymnastics, how you train your whole life for gymnastics and you cannot compete if you're not an Olympian past college. Like there's no career for
you. Right, but lacrosse didn't even have the Olympics. At least gymnasts, they have that to aspire to.
What about cheerleading?
Is that an Olympic sport?
No. And that's what the documentary Cheer really highlighted, the same thing where like you go so hard in college, it's your whole life and then There's nothing for you.
Actually, I mean, there's still a career. Like, you could be a cheerleader professionally, but it's actually less competitive than college cheering.
Professional cheerleading doesn't do, like, stunts and shit. They do it's more like dancers.
Yeah, that's true. And there is technically professional lacrosse, but we were saying, like, you also need another job.
Yeah, right.
It's not, like, playing in the NFL. Full-time. So I'm happy for lacrosse players that they can now devote their life to becoming Olympians.
What other
sport? And squash.
What about pickleball? I think it's too new.
We were just talking about that too. I think eventually it could become an Olympic sport, but it's too new. And how are you really Olympic level at pickleball? Like it's.
Oh,
but I guess if there's ping pong, there could be pickleball.
Right. Once they entered ping pong, I think it just kind of all bets are off. Yeah.
I think they need to they need to tighten it up a little bit.
I agree. Like, because what's next? Field hockey?
I wouldn't be surprised if that's.
Right. I think we need to have like a little bit of a higher bar. I'm sorry.
But I mean, what's the downside to having all these Olympic sports? If you really think about it, it either you don't watch it, you don't care, but it allows for more people to enter into the Olympics. Yeah, it's right. More content for advertisers. Like,
yep.
It's just more. Sinking, more is more.
Rising tides, rise all tides.
But it could also sort of delegitimize the legitimacy of the other things.
Right. I guess we'll have to see how it goes. Like, but is there a limit on how many Olympic sports there can be?
No. This will be the first time that flag football and squash have ever been played, but baseball and softball were at the Tokyo Olympics, and cricket was played during Paris Olympics in 1900.
So is it just up to the host country?
I think it's up to the host country. Like, they can take or add any sport. They have to get approved, but, like, they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, L.A. should definitely do pickleball.
Right, and now it makes sense why L.A. would go so hard for football, because, like, this is America. Yeah.
You think Travis Kelce is going to play in the Olympics?
I do. It's in 5 years. A lot can happen.
So true.
Some high schooler right now could be playing in the Olympics.
So true. It could be us.
You never know. Crazier things have happened.
Are they going to ever put podcasting as an Olympic sport? Because that's a lot of work.
Yeah. We're gold medalists.
Oh, for sure.
In people's hearts, Claudia.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. I hadn't also like really internalized the fact that the 2028 Olympics were in the US of A.
Yeah, well, because everybody's prepping now for Paris. That's the next
Paris
one.
24 Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm starting exciting. To see some commercials when I watch the football.
Right.
You know what else I saw last night when I watched football is that
Smartless?
No, what were they doing?
They had like a T-Mobile commercial.
I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
I saw that Peacock is going to start airing Premier League soccer games from the UK.
Oh.
So Manchester United and Manchester City will be playing this weekend. And those are two different teams.
They're not. Like they just can't possibly.
And I feel like, I don't know if it's like that, I think you call it the Mandela effect when like everything...
Something how you remember it is nothing like how it actually is.
No, that's not what I was thinking. It's like when you notice one thing, then you start to like notice it everywhere.
That's not the Mandela
effect. Okay. I don't know what effect that is, but that's how I feel about like soccer, Manchester United, David Beckham. Then I sent you that story, that soccer player that David Beckham's dad was like obsessed with.
Yes.
Charlton
passed away.
I saw that he passed away this weekend. If I didn't just watch Beckham, I wouldn't have known who that was. Like everything's coming up football with a U.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Everything's coming up football.
Oh my God, I'm so fucking hungry. Like, I can't wait to eat lunch.
So is that you're saying that you're done with this?
I'm done with this story.
Well, then once the story's done, the show is done.
Do you want to talk about anything else?
I don't think so. I didn't really watch much. Nothing to recap. So you can go.
I didn't really watch much
either. Have your lunch.
I'm just so excited.
For lunch?
Well, yes, but to move.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think about anything else. I'm sorry.
Okay, so go do your thing. Have your lunch. Do your move. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds like you're wrapping up, too.
Oh, now you're putting it on me, even though I was ready talking about football.
I have no food in my belly. I have no energy.
Okay, well, also, the Kurds are going to run out. So it's not even about us. It's about the Kurds. So thank you so much for listening to The Toast. We hope you enjoyed your stay with us. We hope that you come back tomorrow and that you tell a friend about it. Because if every single one of you told a friend about The Toast, we'd double in size overnight. But hopefully your friends already listen because they're in tune with what's necessary. We hope that you have a great day, and we will see you tomorrow. Love ya.
I love it.
Bye.
Bye.